Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. In Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Steelers and Packers is a primetime game, Sunday nighter. So what are we getting on Paramount Plus? Ravens and Bears.
Are you going to be locked into
1 o'clock?
That one?
Absolutely.
Now, will that
and then
hold on? Will that take precedence? Wait a minute. I didn't think about the schedule this week. After the Steelers play the Packers, they will get the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
Colts are not on a bye week. They're playing the Titans before the Steelers play.
That's a bye week.
But you usually prioritize the next opponent, do you not?
Well, we're not going to get that game.
I thought you had Sunday ticket.
I do, but I watch the games people get, so there's really no point in me having it.
Why? Because you're just a man of the people?
I want to be able to relate to them better. Bears and Ravens. And then the late game is Cowboys and Broncos. We'll get both of those. So the Cowboys are on again here in Pittsburgh. All right, Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Time to talk to our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, Matt Clement, former big leaguer. I just found out something about Matt that might be the most relatable thing I've ever heard about him, Chris.
He has pierced nipples just like you're going to?
No. I heard he loves fantasy football, and I am in, Matt, I'm in 34 leagues right now.
Oh, jeez.
Can you top that?
I probably can.
Whoa!
If you can, well, some are best ball. So
some are best ball. That niche fantasy thing that only like truly hardcore play.
Wait a minute. How did former big league hurler Matt Clement become such a fantasy football nut? What's the story there?
Honestly, I had a friend in high school that when we were in middle school actually that introduced it to me, and we did it with fantasy baseball in like 7th, 8th grade. Started to add football, added basketball to it, and just something that I've always kind of enjoyed. I always followed sports. I always collected cards. It was always, that was always an important thing in my life. And fantasy football just became kind of something that, you go meet a lot of new people. Everybody has new leagues. And, back in the day, there was one or two leagues you got in, period. But I was, it's something I've done my whole life and something I really enjoy.
So Matt, hold on. I have this question. You said you got into this in like 7th grade, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm imagining what year it was when I was in 7th grade. I know how old I am, and I know how old you are. And I only say that because you sure as heck weren't doing this on a computer in seventh grade.
No.
So you were doing this, the check the box scores, like old school by hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and if I don't remember correctly, it was like, originally it was the USA Today. You'd have to get the paper and go through the totals that my friend, who I still actually do split some fantasy football teams with, the same friend, he would do it that way. And then when Baseball Weekly came out, I'm actually looking at a copy of a Baseball Weekly thing right now. It's on my wall. It was a little bit more accessible then. Yeah, it was way before computers. We were doing it.
I got to think it's cool to be a guy who grew up playing fantasy sports and then to realize that at some point kids were drafting you in their fantasy baseball leagues.
It was pretty cool, and I was in and out at a good enough time where people couldn't get mad at me.
Yeah.
Like right now,
you didn't have to deal with social media. People were on your case if you had a horrible start and cost them a league championship or something.
Right, and that would have really irritated me. I would have really struggled with that. I'm man enough to admit that. That would have been something I couldn't have just like blew off or said, "Who cares about your fantasy team?" Whatever the case may be.
I would have. I'd like to think that I would have said, right, "Shut up, nerd," and just moved on about my day.
I am going to share this story because I'm 90% sure he's told some version of it on the air. So I don't think I'm breaking any kind of baseball code by saying this.
Okay.
There is an apocryphal story about Neil Walker.
Oh, I knew this.
That when Neil was with the Pirates, this might have been 2012, that he was in a big fantasy football matchup that Sunday, Matt, and had one of the clubhouse guys running back and forth into the clubhouse to get him information.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On how certain guys were doing. And that got back to A.J. Burnett, and Burnett absolutely blew a gasket on him. So,
well, knowing A.J. Burnett, and probably the 1 year I played with him, and just knowing him, he is not the prototypical fantasy football guy. So I could see how that, you know, and I knew A.J. when he was in his first, second year, but I saw also what he became, and you know, and he was a leader here and everything else. But Neil was also pretty respected and a leader. But I could tell you this, like during September,
Those Sundays were crazy Sundays. Now, me being a starting pitcher, as long as I wasn't pitching, it was a little more easy to access what was going on or pay attention to some football scores while we're playing our game. But, you know, those were because every team has their draft and their league amongst their teammates. Most teams, all my teams did at some point. And
wow.
Makes it a lot of fun.
So how would those work? Because I've heard all kinds of different stories. Like, I heard the Dodgers had a super intense one with all their pitchers, and Greinke was like the grand poobah of it.
Oh, that's easy.
And obsessed over it, and like would bug guys and badger guys to make trades during games.
That's
and
the
stuff.
Worst kind of we just kicked somebody out of a dynasty empire league. I mean, because all he did was propose trades
and,
to everyone.
And then
in the
obviously,
league.
Matt, there's the famous one involving Tommy Pham
and what,
going
Jock?
Up yeah. to a Jock Peterson yeah. because he thought he was circumventing the league's IR rules and flipped out on him. So, like, how serious was it the ones you did with guys when you were in the big leagues?
Well, the one thing I can say about those is they're real serious until the season ended, and then usually like a quarter or a third of the people would kind of, they'd pay attention, but they wouldn't pay attention. But it was, you know, everybody was talking about it. It was like the new thing. Everybody was talking about it. And they were serious. And some teams had more people that were really into it, and some had less. And I thought it was pretty cool because you'd have partners or, you bring a trainer as your partner along, you pay for the team, they get half of it if you win, all that kind of stuff would happen. And it made it fun. I think the cool thing I see now, which me not being a golfer, at least I don't consider myself a golfer if you're not a good golfer. Mm-hmm. So me not being a golfer, like I love watching like the Phillies go out and chip to center field and the closest to the pin gets the first pick. That's how they determine the first pick. I think that stuff's kind of that stuff to me is pretty cool.
Here's my last fantasy football question, and it's again sicko kind of thing because I run a couple leagues, but I'm in.
I gotta get in a league with Matt now.
I'm in single digits.
That's a life goal of mine.
Matt, we'll start a league with you if you want to add one more to the Rolodex.
You can join the station league
Pony,
next year.
Yeah, Pony's just a psycho about running these. So, how many? First question is just how many different apps do you participate in leagues on? So, how many different apps are you using for leagues? And more to the point, are you sick enough with this that Sleeper is clearly the number one?
I Sleeper is new to me. First time I did a Sleeper League was last year, and that's the first time I've ever done a Dynasty League. And I don't profess to being great at Dynasty Leagues. I feel really good about how I do the other leagues, the redraft league. But the Dynasty, I'm making my way through, and now I'm in two or three of the Dynasty ones now, and I feel like I did a better job after the first okay. go-around. I think Sleeper is by far the best for that.
Okay.
How many different ones am I in?
Because I try to just streamline it and like...
How many different ones am I in is just a great relatable line where you're just
ESPN,
losing track.
I have one. I only do one.
I hate
ESPN.
I hate theirs, but that might
I don't
be...
I like ESPN or Yahoo's doing them on those two
so
sites.
We use Yahoo for our work league, and I'm going to speak out of school here. We've gone way off the rails, which is fine because we all know the Dodgers are about to win in four games. But our big boss here, SPAC, generously puts up the prizes for the league. It's a fun thing. I am the commissioner, but he's like Jerry Jones. He really calls the shots if he wants to, but he generally leaves well enough alone. Except, I tried to move the thing to Sleeper a couple years ago. Everyone that played knew about Sleeper. He goes, nah, I think we're going to keep it on Yahoo. And then I swear to you, he was complaining to me about a feature on Yahoo that would have been fixed by Sleeper.
I agree. He also has been known to offer some very questionable trades.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, Matt. We've had office parties where some unbelievably shady trading has gone on.
Oh, yeah.
Where people might have a couple of drinks and be persuaded to basically offload their whole roster.
Matt, the one baseball question we'll ask you is a pretty simple one. If you're a Pirates fan, how should you feel about seeing the Dodgers in the World Series again?
You know, I feel like, you know, we talked about this one week when I threw a question out there, and it's kind of relatable to that question. I think as a Pirates fan, there's got to be a little portion of you that wants the Dodgers to win and keep winning because that shows that the small market teams can't do it. But Toronto, who I don't know where they fall. They're spending a lot of money right now. So it's hard.
They just gave a guy a $500 million deal.
Yeah. Like, and honestly, with Toronto, like, I feel like they've claimed most of the last 15 years to be a smaller market team or a team that doesn't have the funds. But they're the teams you ought to give. I know you mentioned to me, like, you root for San Diego because that's a team that doesn't have a ton of money and they went for it. And that's kind of what Toronto's done. So for me, like, I still feel it's a David versus Goliath, not just because of the amount of money that the Dodgers spent and they get the best players in free agency every year. I still feel like it's a good story from Toronto because you get this team that went for it. You know, they threw out some big deals. And I think the part is I've been talking to you guys weekly and I start thinking about the Pirates and the different things. And we went through all these conversations. And when somebody brings up to me, I think one of the things that I look at with the Pirates right now is like, it's that make an effort. And one thing I wouldn't mind seeing, like, there's some guys you can get in this market, like, go after them. And if you get one, what's the worst that can happen? You unload them in July. So you pay them for 3 months. You're 30 games under 500 in July. Somebody will be dying. They picked up Cody Bellinger and put his bat in the middle of their order. That's trying to win a championship that has the money to do it. And I think that's kind of like Toronto. Like, is it as risky as it feels? We look at the big numbers of it, right? Mm-hmm. We're giving them $300 million and this guy $200 million. But really, you can offload that money for the most part unless something tragic happens, a major injury or whatever the case may be, without getting into that $200 and $300 million.
Matt, we'll let you set your lineups for tomorrow night, and we'll talk again next week. See you, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Matt Clement.
Pony, we have to do something because of this. The chat on YouTube, loving fantasy football talk with Matt.
Uh-huh.
I've got to start a YouTube commenter league next
year. Oh, man. Absolutely. We got to get Adrian in it because he claims he's the greatest fantasy football player of all time.
I think 12 teams, we'll limit it, 12 teams redraft league. You can get Adrian in there with Fayette County Jesus, with Jory Rand's taint, things
Johnny
of that nature.
Johnny the Barber's team is all Ohio State.
Well, Johnny the Barber has already very on brand claimed he will be blocked from the league and shadow banned. But yes, Johnny the Barber will have like Caleb Downs, even though he's a defensive player, somehow playing a position.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.